Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of investigating lies in the textbooks in the subject of women's rights in Islam. Today we will look at a simple statement which is written in our textbooks. Sadly, it is taught to our innocent children from the ages of kindergarten until the 12th grade. It is a bold statement. When you hear it, you may think there must be truth behind it. But the reality is, the truth is the complete opposite of what is written in our textbooks. I thought we were supposed to teach our children truth. For science, geography, history, social work, all these matters which we are training our children to equip them to grow and have better lives. But the reality is, we are doing everything we can in our textbooks to do the opposite. If it is concerning faith, we're teaching our children that Christianity is not true. As a matter of fact, our textbooks are teaching that creation is a joke, but evolution is true. We are literally taking every moral out of our public schools, things which help our children to grow up to be the men and women who seek after God's heart, who have a better life in all the circumstances of life. We are teaching them, literally, they are just animals. That's why, sadly, many of our children live like animals, without respect for others or even for themselves. And we're doing everything to protect them not to have AIDS or not to get pregnant. And even if they get pregnant, we will take care of it by giving them a pill to get rid of this fetus, which sadly they do not consider to be a human life. But then when we talk about Islam, we teach our children the opposite of everything is written in the Quran. And this proves that we are living in the last days. For the Bible said, in the last days, they will call the evil good and the good evil. And that is what we're teaching our children in our textbooks today. Christianity is not true, but Islam, on the other hand, is true. And it is amazing when you hear these statements repeated throughout the book. And I know the agenda. It is literally, if you say a lie often enough and keep repeating it, eventually innocent children will believe it. And I wonder if the person who wrote these textbooks have any common sense to know that there must be somebody in the West, maybe somebody like us, the Straight Wave Grace Ministry, who can expose all these lies and tell the truth for what it is. The lie we will be discussing today comes from the greatest country, the Holy Land of Islam, Saudi Arabia. The position of women in Saudi Arabia, if I have not known so many Saudi, especially those who left Islam and became a Christian, I myself could not come up with this program for today. So I am speaking to you from experience, not because I have an agenda against Saudi Arabia or Islam. So please listen carefully to the following lie, and then I will read to you the comments of Citizen for National Security. First, let's begin with the lie in the textbooks.
In the text, World History, published by Pearson Prentice Hall, copyright 2007, on page 491, women, as wives and mothers, have an honored position in Saudi society.
It is amazing. This lie is not just a simple lie, it's a big lie. Why? Because they picked up the worst place in planet Earth for women to live, and that is Saudi Arabia. If they have picked up some other country, perhaps like Egypt, I will go for it. But in Saudi Arabia? I don't think so. Now let us listen to the comments, which is written by Mr. William M. Karach II and Dr. William A. Sexton in the report for Citizen for National Security, which is written in February 2012. First of all, they stated most American and European women would not be likely to agree with the statement. It is well known that they are limited members of society in most other ways. And here is the comments. Women who succeeded in Islamic society did so in spite of repression, not because they were encouraged. These remarks imply that women have reasonably good life and equal right in Muslim countries. But facts about the status of women in the 21st century indicate that Muslim women are in virtual bondage. Although these remarks admit that women have an inferior status to men, taken together, these statements suggest that women have peaceful security in a Muslim marriage. The Economic World Forum 2009 Gender Gap Report ranked Saudi Arabia 130 out of 134 countries for gender parity. Did you hear the number? 130 out of 134, meaning there's only three rated worse countries than Saudi Arabia in the whole world. And they're telling us this lie in the textbooks. Listen, guys, we have a problem here. They're telling us women as wives and mothers have an honored position in Saudi Arabia. This lie needs to be removed out of the textbooks immediately. And I wonder, what other lies are we teaching our children in our public schools? Do you know what is the message we're teaching our children by allowing this lie to be taught to them? It would be like saying, okay, young ladies, fall in love with Muhammad and fall in love with Ali, the Saudi who are here you're going to meet in high school or you're going to meet in some college, and marry them because they're good Saudi men. They're going to treat you with love and respect, and most likely if you move to Saudi Arabia, you even have a better life. Is that not what we're teaching our children? Before even they finish their high school, that women in Saudi Arabia are the best? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, let's continue with the comments in our study here. He said it was the only country to score a zero in political empowerment, which means what? Women do not have any part in the political arena in Saudi Arabia. Zero. There are no senator women there. We do not have a congresswoman there. We do not have a policewoman there. It is as though women do not exist in Saudi Arabia. But let's continue. They said women in Saudi Arabia live under patriarchal Sharia, Islamic law. They have many restrictions placed upon them. For example, they cannot drive. You know, it's amazing. When you see Muslim in America, and I have shared this in the past with you, who want to take their driver license picture with full burqa, full hijab, because they really believe that that's a right for them. But I have to say, I am sorry. If you don't want to show your face, your eyes, full hair, I want to see the nature of your head for your picture ID, maybe you need to go back to Saudi Arabia and live there, or some other Muslim countries, where you are not allowed to drive at all. For driving here in America is a privilege, not a right. But look at how women live in Saudi Arabia. The comment states, women must have a male guardian who gives permission for marriage, which means women cannot marry on their own in Saudi Arabia. And by the way, when we say Saudi Arabia here, you're going to hear me say Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia. What I mean is in Islam. Because someone will say, well, that is Saudi Arabia culture. That is Saudi Arabia way of life. No, that is Islamic law, Sharia. That is the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith. Islam said there must be wali. What is a wali? It is the male in the family who gives permission for the female to marry to somebody. And if a Muslim man does not approve a marriage for a female in the family, she will never be able to marry the man she desires. So the marriage there is controlled by a male guardian. Another comment is, women in Saudi Arabia cannot have a courtship. So forget about knowing the man you're going to be married to. You're going to marry him simply because your father or your brother or your cousin or some male in your family said that is the guy you're going to marry. And then the wife will find out later what the man is like. What is his nature? Is he abusive? Women in Saudi Arabia, the comments continue by stating, cannot open a bank account. It is amazing when you talk to Muslim about that, they will always argue with you and say, well, their husbands take care of them and all their needs are met. What if her husband divorced her someday? What if she was never married? What if her husband died? How in the world can women survive in a society when they cannot even open a bank account?
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the Darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugar-coated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
The lie stated in our textbook is women as wives and mothers have an honor position in Saudi Arabia. How can women be honored when they are forced to marry a man whom they don't want to be married to, or cannot date a man before she marry him, or cannot drive a car or open a bank account? For this life is showing dishonor for women. Maybe this was a misspelling in the textbook. Instead of saying women are dishonored in Saudi Arabia, they made an error and they said women are honored in Saudi Arabia. Because the more we look at women's position in Saudi Arabia or in any Muslim country, it's really more of dishonor than it is an honor. But anyway, let's continue with the remark of the comments here. And women in Saudi Arabia also are not supposed to appear in public without a male escort. Which means what? You cannot go anywhere by yourself. Because literally, there's no trust. For if a man trusts his wife, he will let her go to the market by herself. He will let her go visit her family by herself. No, they are imprisoned in the house as stated in the Quran, stay at your houses, and they cannot go out by themselves. Or Muslim will say, no, it is for her own protection. What if somebody raped her? Or what if someone harmed her? Excuse me, are all the men, the good, loving, peaceful Muslim in Saudi Arabia, are all of them rapists? I mean, do men there have any respect for themselves? Does he have any respect for their females? You know, I look at this as an Egyptian who came to America, and I have seen both sides of life. I've seen women in America literally walking halfway naked. And the most harm that will happen to them is someone will look at them and lust in their mind. But you never see in America on the beaches where women wear in bikini or in public places where women dress halfway naked. You never see men raping them. And the Muslim world look at America as a very ungodly place because people live here with this lifestyle. But you go to Saudi Arabia or you go to Egypt where men there think of themselves to be more godly than any American. But if a woman walks in the street and she's uncovering her hair, there is a greater chance for her to be raped by these godly Muslim religious men. So, in simple words, how in the world you Muslim in the Muslim world cannot control your passion when you see a woman hair, but the ungodly infidels American can see a woman in bikini on the beach and they can control their passion towards females? Something is wrong with this picture. I personally believe the problem is in the man's heart and eyes, not in whether the women are covered in hijab or not. But the reality is, women as wives and mothers are not held in an honored position in the Muslim world. Let us continue with the comments. A female Saudi activist by the name Wajiha Al-Hawaider agree that most Saudi men are caring, but it is the same kind of feeling they have for handicapped people or for animals. The kindness comes from pity, from lack of respect. She compares male guardianship to slavery. Women may not enter into a hospital without a guardian, or they are considered a police case. She also states Burda laws require that women avoid men and cover up most of their bodies. Women can be charged with prostitution if they meet with a man, not their husband. Can you imagine? Just for a woman to meet with a guy who is not a blood relative, a husband, a father, a son, they will be charged with prostitution, which has a severe punishment, as we'll see in a minute. Women must use segregated entrances in business locations like banks and may work only if the work does not interfere with their household duty and they have permission to do so from their guardian. And here I disagree with this statement. For the law in Saudi Arabia is very clear. Women cannot work. Maybe this is right in some Muslim countries, but not in Saudi Arabia. Here is the law in Saudi Arabia, written by King Fahd ibn Abdul Aziz, which is law number 11,651, dated 16 of the 5th month of the year 1403 after immigration. And the law stated, women are not allowed to work in any institution, public or private, or any government offices, no work whatsoever. The reason is because it is unlawful and stands against Islamic law and the tradition of the countries. This law is practiced today in Saudi Arabia. Women rarely have any say in whom they marry. That decision is made by the father of the bride and the husband-to-be. Saudi men are polygamous and may have up to 4 wives at the time, but women may have only 1 husband. Let me remind again, that is not the culture of Saudi Arabia, but it is the word of Allah in the Quran. Besides, don't forget all other kind of marriages which men can be involved in, like marriage for fun, which is equal to prostitution, or all the women men can be involved with, as in the case of slaves and concubines, which is an unlimited number of women. Women can be blamed for sex crimes committed against them. In some cases, victims of sexual assault are punished for khilwa. The word khilwa means to be alone with an unrelated male prior to the assault. In the Katif girls rape case, an 18-year-old victim of kidnapping and gang rape was sentenced by the Saudi court to 6 months in prison and 200 lashes. Imagine with me, here is a young lady, 18-year-old, was raped after being kidnapped, and then the court punishes her by imprisoning her for 6 months and 200 lashes. What a wonderful, honorable system for women in Saudi Arabia. How about this next case? In 2009, the Saudi Gazette reported that a 23-year-old unmarried woman was sentenced to 1 year in prison and 100 lashes for adultery. And that is really a soft punishment, because if she was a married woman, she would be stoned to death. This woman had been gang raped and became pregnant and tried unsuccessfully to abort the fetus. The flogging was postponed until after the delivery of the baby. What a kind thing to do. The concept of nomos, roughly translated as honor, permits men to punish or even murder their daughters or wives for what Americans would consider inconsequential actions. In 2007, the London Daily Mail reported that a young woman was murdered by her father for what? For chatting with a man on Facebook. Honor killing by Muslim immigrants have occurred in Europe and in America. Notice that the media in the West never reported honor killing to be the teaching of the Quran, but actually they attribute honor killing to culture. But that's not true, for the Quran states in chapter 6 and verse 151, and by the way, this verse is repeated in chapter 17, 33 and chapter 25, 68. Allah said, "And do not kill the soul which Allah forbid, except with a just cause." Now, if we ask, what is a just cause? Muhammad in Sahih Bukhari, volume 9, hadith number 17, said, "The blood of a Muslim cannot be shed except in three cases, for murder, adultery, and one who became an apostate from Islam." To learn more about lies in the textbooks, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.